Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. And I will now turn the call over to Mr. Don Hussein. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining. My name is Don Busick, and I manage our product management team for Maximo. I'll be co-presenting today on how to leverage Maximo to drive value for your customers. My other co-presenter is on the line as well. Brett, do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. This is Brett Bell, and I'm an investment CSSR in Dallas.
Great. So we're going to be talking to you today about leveraging Maximo and using it to drive value for your customers. If you turn to slide two, this gets into the agenda. And so really the objective for the session is to empower you. It's to provide you with the information you need to understand Maximo, how to position it with your customers, and how to get things rolling in terms of driving new sales. So we'll go through an overview of what Maximo is and how asset management fits into Smarter Planet, some of the customer challenges and ROI, and then driving that within the industry. And then Brett's actually going to talk for a bit about some of the wins that he's had with Maximo and how he's been able to leverage it, and then we'll wrap with some key contacts and Q&A. So if you turn to slide three, this is the call to action. And really, again, what we want to get out of this is giving you the tools to position Maximo within your customers and to help you drive new sales across the Tivoli base by leveraging Maximo as a bulkhead to drive additional sales for your customers across Tivoli. Slide four. So what is asset management? At a high level, I'll give you a customer example. One of our customers is Walt Disney World, right? Everybody knows Walt Disney World. They've been there as a kid or they've taken their kids there. And they use Maximo to manage and do the maintenance on all of their rides. So when you get on the Haunted Mansion, all of the maintenance for that is monitored within Maximo. And that means that the work orders of, you know, when the technician is supposed to go out and do work on the ride, certifications and training that technician needs, what tools he or she needs to bring with them, when they're supposed to do that maintenance, is it the third Thursday of the month, and is it at 3 a.m. or is it 3 in the afternoon, et cetera, et cetera. All of that work and all of the skills and labor and tooling and parts that they need, that's all done within Maximo. So there's an example of what asset management is. Now, if you just extrapolate that across the asset classes that you see here, you can get a feel for how it would be used. So real estate and facilities, the IBM building that I'm in today, if I want it to be hotter or colder, or if there's a broken mirror in the bathroom, or if the driveway or parking lot needs to be plowed, or if the landscaping needs to be done, all of that's monitored and maintained within Maximo. This goes across all the infrastructure, all the transportation and fleet, et cetera. IT equipment, this is obviously our IT asset management component and a key leveraging point within asset management. This is, you think about your laptop that you've got in front of you. It's understanding the cost for that laptop, how long you're supposed to have it, what software is running on it, are you entitled to use the software that you've got, are you license compliant with it, what are the servers maintained that are hooked up to that laptop, the phone that you're using, how much did you pay for it? Is it a voice over IP? Does it have software running on it? Do you need new patches for it, et cetera? All of that is asset management. Whether it's IT or operational, that's all asset management, and that's all tracked within the products that we're going to be talking about today. So that should give you a feel for when we talk about asset management, it's across all the asset classes, and it's across the understanding of how you maintain it, how you use it, how you want to retire it, how you provide service to it, etc. That's the concept of asset management. If you turn to slide five, now asset management in a smarter planet, I'm sure everybody on the call has been listening to and seen the commercials within IBM of Smarter Planet. So this is one of those larger IBM messaging that, you know, happens every once a decade, where they talk about one key message across all of IBM. Asset management is one of the large pillars within that Smarter Planet story. So you can see what the verbiage is around what it is. It's really driving value and driving more value with the assets you have. So getting more out of the servers in your data center, getting more out of the facilities and buildings that you work within. And it's tying them in to not just drive more value with them, but also use them in a smarter fashion. So I'll give you some examples. I live in the Northeast, and some recent bridges have been built, and they built sensors in those bridges to understand fault tolerance, and those sensors report back in and say roughly, you know, here's when we need to do maintenance, here's the status of these of the bridge, etc., etc. Maryland Department of Transportation is a customer, and they're building sensors into their roads. For those of you who live in Maryland, the new roads that they're building have sensors in them, and those sensors are essentially reporting the same thing. Fault tolerance, they're reporting back in, we need to do maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. And those are triggering work orders within Maximo, in this case, to go perform work on the road. So that's that concept of smarter planet, smarter assets. It's leveraging your assets to drive more value within your enterprise, leveraging your assets to be a differentiator against your competition. So if you turn to slide 6, this gets into a little bit more of the Smarter Planet piece, and really the component that asset management rolls up into is dynamic infrastructure. And so this is exactly the scenario we were talking about, where you want to drive your assets to drive more business for you, to leverage them across your enterprise. And you want to make sure you're investing appropriately in your assets. So in the IT examples, if you're talking to an IT shop, it's, you know, making the most of your assets. So should I retire this server now, or should I, can I reuse it as a dev box or reuse it as a test box, and so on and so forth. That type of analysis, you know, problem management, am I seeing, you know, trends in the breakdown of my machines, i.e. do I have hard drives failing at a greater rate with this type of laptop, that type of scenario. That's all driving more value with your assets. We turn to slide 7. Again, this is part of the key IBM-wide messaging. So when you know, the leading executives in IBM get up and talk about Smarter Planet, the slides that you're seeing here are the key messaging that they're leveraging. And so dynamic infrastructure is this concept of managing all of the asset classes. This really comes down to asset management. So when we're talking about mobility infrastructure, you know, my father's first car was a Model T. It, just dumb iron, right? He could change the tires. There was no software running on it. Now, if you look at the car that he drives, there's a ton of software. In fact, there's more software in his car than there is on my laptop. And so that'll tell you that's this concept of smarter assets. It's the fact that if a mechanic has to know, go and fix my father's car now, he needs to bring more than just a wrench. He needs to know, you know, do I need to upgrade the OS on the software that's running on this? Think about all the electrical that's in a car. That's this concept of a smarter mobility infrastructure. And Maximo and our asset management solutions are clearly designed specifically to handle this concept of IT, of operational, and where they've converged, like the scenario of the car. So this lists out the key infrastructure components that are leveraged across asset management. And again, this is the type of messaging that you know, Steve Mills is going up and talking about when he talks about Smarter Planet and dynamic infrastructure. Now, slide 8, and I think this is a key differentiator for us, gets into delivering industry-specific capabilities. So across IBM, we're moving towards more of a sales orientation by industry. And we've really taken this to heart within asset management, where for the last roughly decade or so, we've been building out key, unique functionality depending on the industry. So if a customer buys and it's, you know, the MDOT example, Maryland Department of Transportation, they can buy our transportation-specific industry solution, which gives them unique functionality that they need. Whereas if you're selling to a nuclear power plant, for example, they can buy the nuclear industry solution, which gives them more functionality around permitting and so on and so forth. So there's unique, across IBM, we're one of the only products that not just has messaging that's unique by industry, but also functionality and additional products that you can sell that is unique by industry. I think this is a key differentiator between us and our competition, as well as us and other products within IBM. If you turn to slide 9, you know, one of the, and we're going to talk more about this in some later slides, but one of the key pieces to asset management is the fact that it's tied to ROI. So in today's economic climate, where a CFO is part of almost every sale, and where you have to justify the fact that this transaction should occur, it has to be hard dollar justification. Asset management is a clear and easy way to do that, where not only does asset management help you improve the service that you're delivering, so you think about an IT technician, if he knows the last piece of software that you've installed on your machine, it's going to give him a much better ability to troubleshoot your latest problem. So it, not only is it going to give you the ability to improve service, but it's also going to reduce cost. So in that laptop example, that technician is able to close out your ticket faster and move on to the next one and drive more uptime with machines because he understands exactly what's going on with your laptop because he's been performing asset management on it. So ROI is a key driver for an asset management sale, and I'll give you some examples and how that works in a little bit later slides. Slide 10. Now, one of the key things, I work with a lot of CSSRs, and one of the key things I hear across sales opportunities is, hey, listen, Maximo tends to compete with the ERPs. You know, SAP and Oracle tend to claim that they can do some asset management. And my customer's already got an ERP system, so how does that work? This gives some examples on how and why it works. We really have much more of a convergence story, a coexistence story, rather, where we coexist with ERPs. So an ERP is designed for financial management, right? You think about accounting best practices, et cetera. It's understanding the financial components to your organization. Whereas Maximo is designed around asset management and all of our asset management solutions. So what we've got with Maximo is a case of best-in-class solution. So I'll talk a little bit more about some of our industry ratings where we're, you know, year after year, the number one product in Gartner's Magic Quadrant, IDC's, ARC's, every analyst vendor that you can think of. The industry solutions that we talked about earlier, this is another key differentiator where a customer who is using their assets as a differentiator, they need to know and understand the unique aspects of their business in order to do that. And really the way to do that is to have functionality that's unique to that industry. This is something that an ERP vendor really does not provide. And then the third bullet is this coexistence piece that I mentioned earlier. This is the fact that we've got productized, out-of-the-box, canned integrations to the leading players in the space, Oracle and SAP, which allow a customer to tie Maximo into, and the rest of the asset management solutions, into their overall architecture. Our vision is one that you're tying Maximo into your entire infrastructure to drive better understanding of your entire operation. And so we do this by offering canned integrations to ERP players as well as a host of other products within a customer's infrastructure. And the final piece is the addressing the true complexity of modern asset management. So really what this comes down to, you know, we talked about convergence earlier. It's much harder today, if you're a mechanic, it's much harder today to do work on a car than it was back with my dad's Model T. And why is that? Well, it's because there's so much more complexity with a car today than there was back then. And this is not just the case with a car. A car is a simple example, but it's the case with your entire operation, right? This is the case with everything that a company does. Now, in today's environment, where budgets are being constricted, but global competition is much more fierce, it's considerably harder to really drive value. And so you need a solution like a Maximo in order to best manage your overall operation. You need to have state-of-the-art functionality and technology in order to really drive a differentiator against your competition. So that's really the key. Is basically if a customer is looking for to grow and to be state-of-the-art, then Maximo is the way to go. If they're looking for, you know, the Pintos of the world, then they can try to get by with something else. So this is a key component for Maximo. If you go to slide 11, and for those of you that are looking at this in PowerPoint mode or presenter mode, this slide builds a little bit. One of the key differentiators for us in both the IT and operational or enterprise asset management space is the fact that we've got essentially five products running on one process automation engine. So this means when I go to install my software, I pop in my install CD, and I put in my license key, and that license key tells me which one of these five products I've bought or which combination of these five products I've bought. So it's all installed running off of one database, running on one database server, one app server, etc. Now, thinking about today's IT environment, this consolidation story is very key, right? Today's IT environment, they're being asked to do more with less. It's a 24/7 uptime. Everybody's got a BlackBerry. Everybody's supposed to be online doing work at all times. Budgets are being cut. It's very tough for IT to show and justify their value to the business. So their budgets are being reduced. And there's much more complexity with the infrastructure that an IT department is managing. They've got web services. They've got their big ERPs. They've got a myriad of different systems. They've got voice over IP coming into play. So they've got a whole host of different systems, some legacy mainframe, some much more cutting-edge web architected, and they have to integrate them all and drive reports across all of them so they can understand exactly what's going on within their operations. Well, when you take an assessment of that and you say, okay, well, what are five of the key things that a typical customer has to integrate? It's understanding the changes to their environment, so CCMDB. It's a help desk. This is a service desk and a service catalog. So it's break-fix ticketing. It's driving new services that customers are requesting. This is SRM. It's understanding what my facilities guys are doing, who's maintaining my assets, what's going on with my infrastructure. This is Maximo. It's maintaining my laptops, my desktops, my servers, my telecom equipment, my PBXs, my routers, etc. This is Tivoli Asset Management for IT. And it's deploying new software into my environment and pulling it off. This is TPM. These five products typically are integrated by customers. So what we've done is said, well, listen, you don't have to do an integration. Just run them all off of the same software. Run them all off the same install. And so it greatly reduces the complexity for an IT department to maintain it, and it really comes into a consolidation story for them. And it means that lower cost of ownership, et cetera, et cetera. But we also offer a host of configuration tooling so that they're able to tailor the product to meet their business needs. And that configuration tooling, so database changes, screen changes, workflow changes, business process changes, escalations, emails, etc., all of that stuff upgrades from release to release. So when a customer comes in and they tailor these five products to meet their business needs, using our configuration tooling, those configurations upgrade. So they build out their own workflows for how a change management process should work. They build out their own workflows for how they want to do preventative maintenance on their assets. Those will upgrade from release to release. This is a key differentiator between us and our competition. And for the Tivoli sellers on the phone, and this is the build part, this is something that none of our competition can do. CA, BMC, HP, etc. They don't offer these components all together on one platform. I'll give you the example of HP. And I used to be in services, so I've integrated to HP's Peregrine products before. Basically, what HP Peregrine did was they made two different acquisitions, one for a help desk and one for an asset management solution, two different technology platforms. And they use a product called ConnectIt, which is their integration tool, to, on a customer-by-customer basis, integrate the two, So those are two different products, two different technologies, tied together with essentially a custom-built per-project integration, running on two different servers, two different databases, etc. That is a completely different story and one that's much more complex than what I'm saying here. What I'm saying here is one install, everything running together, no integration required. Very different story and something that our competitors cannot say. Now, if you go to slide 12 starts to talk about the cross-selling opportunity. So I mentioned earlier on the call that Maximo is a beachhead or a bulkhead, which then allows you to grow your Tivoli footprint, your IBM footprint, across that customer base. So these are some of the very common other cross-selling opportunities that come out of Maximo. So FileNet, which was an acquisition a few years ago, maybe 3.5 now, around document management. So a customer says, listen, I need to understand all of my contracts. I need to understand all of my warranties. I need to understand all of my licensing agreements. I need to manage all of that. I need to so on and so forth. That's document management. There's a integration out on Opal, which services typically tailors, which allows you to tie Maximo into FileNet. And that's a very good, strong cross-sell opportunity. iLog, which was an acquisition 6 to 8 months ago by IBM for optimization. This is another one where literally I've talked to three different customers in the last 3 weeks about how they want to leverage iLog in addition to Maximo. Cognos, everybody knows Cognos. This is a reporting software. There's built-in report tie-ins to Cognos today, and we're looking to drive more with analytics as well. So this is another very common cross-sell opportunity. And then TLCM and TLCMZ are discovery products, which also typically are cross-sell opportunities, especially on the IT side of the house. So the point is that a Maximo sale gives you leverage to drive other sales across other products in the IBM family. If you turn to slide 13, you know, we mentioned earlier about ROI. And so this is actually a very real portion of a Maximo sale. You know, especially in today's economic environment, everybody is looking for ways to cut costs, to drive ROI. If you're going to drive a new large software initiative, it's how quickly will I get my ROI? It needs to be hard dollar, not soft dollar, etc. And so this is really a big portion of a Maximo sale is ROI and the ability to drive that with within Maximo and our asset management solutions. So this gives a feel for how asset management ties into ROI. And if you turn to slide 14, this starts to give some examples of why this is important and some, if you look in the right-hand side, some key customer examples and some of the ROI that they've been able to leverage. So what you can see here is an analyst source talking about how business value analysis, or ROI, is essentially a must in larger deals today. And I think you guys have probably seen this, as I have, across the sales cycle. And then within these tables, it talks about the benefit summary. So it talks about how in the bottom table, largely for an IT sale, how you drive ROI with our IT asset management products. So this is around, you know, hardware purchase avoidance. So not having to buy new laptops because you know where your laptops are and the fact that you can reuse them. Software purchase avoidance. So this is being compliant with your vendors, using the right amount of software at the right time, so on and so forth. These are actual examples of ROI that's driven. And then the right-hand table is focused around the percentage ROI that you're able to earn based on leveraging asset management across multiple different industries. And so that gives some additional examples. Now, if you turn to slide 15, what I want to point out here is our services organization, so GBS, actually offers essentially a free business value analysis for customers. They're able to go in as part of a sales cycle and say, listen, our services guys who are trained in business value analysis or ROI will come in and they'll help them talk to you about how you can drive value with an asset management solution. And this lists off four, and this is a relatively new offering, but it lists off four actual customers where this is occurring, and you can see the status. So the ability to do an ROI study and a business value analysis study where that has increased their pipeline by $17.5 million and literally extended some potential deals that we thought we were going to lose and put us in position to win several other deals. So this gives some key customer examples. Now, slide 16. Now, one of the things, for those of you who are in the U.S., one of the things that we all, and actually globally, we all have been talking about is the stimulus package. And so this provides some major opportunities for asset management and Maximo specifically. And this, the following slide gives some key examples of where those opportunities lie across transportation. So, you know, President Obama has actually said that he wants to be known as the rail president. So he's talking about places like Amtrak, and who's a Maximo customer, and extending their railways, doing upgrades to it, and extending their footprint across the ability of, for them to tie multiple cities together. So this provides this huge infusion of cash from the government provides major opportunities for asset management solutions, and this just lists five of those potential areas. Slide 17 gives some key examples for transportation. So I mentioned Amtrak earlier. This is the type of customer where they are experiencing an infusion of cash from the government, and as a Maximo customer, they're looking to increase the amount of licenses, et cetera, they have. But they're not the only example. There's several other customers that are looking to do the same thing. You can see on the right-hand side, McCarran Airport and Massachusetts Water Resource Authority, MWRA, where they're also the type of customer who's experiencing government cash and is looking to buy more software as a result. Now, slide 18, I mentioned earlier that we're the best-in-class asset management solution. Slide 18 just gets into that. I'll let you guys look through this list, and it's literally just an abbreviated list where we talk about being number one for, across all the analyst ratings and a product that's leveraged across all the major players in the major industries. I'll let you guys read the slide, but I think it gives a feel for the fact that this is, you know, the best-in-class product in asset management. Slide 19 talks about some client results. Again, the key here is that this is a product that has real customers using it every day. This shows some of the business value that is provided by those customers. Slide 20 is an example of some of our customers using Maximo for asset management. Again, these are global names. These are the premier names in the industry, blue chip references, etc. Now, I want to talk briefly about the sales cycle and who you can talk to. So, uncovering an opportunity. When you talk about using asset management, this is something that enables you to talk to a much larger portion of the organization than you're currently able to. So it expands the ability for you to talk to not just the IT department, but also the facilities management department, the maintenance department, purchasing, the CFO, the COO, et cetera, et cetera. This gives some examples of the types of roles that Maximo touches and the types of things that they do. And so you can get a feel for the fact that when you start talking about asset management, how much it expands your ability to sell into your customer base. This lists off several of the different types of roles here that you can begin to talk to. Slide 22, so some key questions around uncovering an opportunity. And this lists off some of the questions. And I think, I don't want to read these out to you, but the point here is that you're able to talk to a whole new portion of your customer base. You're able to ask a whole new set of questions and really open up and expand a broader portion of opportunity. So you think about, you know, where I was talking earlier, your cross-sell opportunities. This is giving you an opportunity to talk to a larger segment of your customer base and then cross-sell into them into a larger variety of IBM and Tivoli software. So it's really opening up, I think, a lot of new opportunities for a CSSR, et cetera. Now, I want to turn it over to Brett to talk and bring about some real-life examples of how he's been able to sell Maximo to his customer base.
Thanks, Don. My name is Brett Belf, and as I mentioned earlier, I'm a CSSR for an investment patch. I'm based out of Dallas. Maximo folks asked me to spend a few minutes on the call and share some of my experiences with selling Maximo. I cover an aligned patch of investment accounts. They're primarily oil and gas in Texas and Oklahoma. Pretty much, you know, even though they're aligned accounts, I got to tell you, when I picked up the patch in July of last year, I really struggled with finding what new ways to gain entry. IBM's historically has really struggled with these accounts, and as a result, they had very little install base from IBM. So since these organizations within IT, you know, pretty much had made decisions from an infrastructure perspective to standardize on all my competitors, I learned, you know, early on, just after a few calls, that in order to be successful and really gain entry and a real IBM footprint, I needed to hone in on solutions within our portfolio which differentiated me from the likes of Microsoft, Oracle, BMC, CA, and HP. All of those competitors are heavily installed in almost every one of my accounts. So for me, Maximo was the key differentiator in my bag as a software seller. It's given me the ability to spread out outside of IT across a larger set of customers and connect our portfolio to opportunities that create value to new customers. And really, when I say new customers, these are traditionally customers that have never done business with IBM before. You know, I know we've all struggled in the past with talking to line of business executives about things like SOA and our other infrastructure-based solutions. But I'm here to tell you that MRO and that acquisition really gives us something meaningful to talk about to these line of business execs. I've been really impressed with the ability of the Maximo team to really understand how to sell to the line of business folks. You know, I come from, been with IBM 10 years, and an infrastructure software sale is very different than an application solution-based sell. That they really focus on the line of business. They know how to speak their language, and they really know their product in and out. So Maximo deals are big deals. I don't know the exact numbers, but it seems to me from the wind wires I've seen, the deals that I've done, that most Maximo deals are probably 5 to 6X the size of a typical software group transaction. I had a couple of nice Maximo wins in fourth quarter of last year. One at Williams, which is an EAM sale, and Williams has 3 core lines of business. We sold about, it was really a pilot to one of the 3 lines of business, and that was about $516K. We're hoping to get the rollout to a larger line of business later this year. I would guess that estimate would be around $2.5 million. KBR, before I picked up that account, they were an EAM Maximo client. We leveraged that install base and that relationship to backwardly integrate over to the IT asset side, and we're successful in working with the CIO to get a $700K deal sold at KBR. I'm currently partnering with the Maximo team on 2 new opportunities. Both of these are EAM related. One's with Baker Hughes and the other's with Spectra Energy. I tell you, when in working with the new line of business contacts, you know, I've not only been able to identify Maximo opportunities, but other opportunities as well. Cognos, FileNet, iLog. And then, you know, when I mentioned when I first picked up these accounts, all the IT infrastructure had already been, decisions had already been made. And this flurry of activity around Maximo and iLog and some of these other new opportunities that we developed in the line of business has forced the folks with IT to become more engaged with us. They want to know what we're doing now because their customers, the line of business, is talking a lot about IBM. So now the folks in the data center have really wanted to become more engaged with us. And as a result of that, we're working on a few infrastructure-related opportunities directly with them We're trying to replace Oracle at Baker Hughes, Citgo, South Texas Nuclear Project. I'm trying to replace Web Methods at Baker Hughes and also Microsoft there at Baker Hughes. So there's a lot of good things that come out of Maximo, not just the deal size, not just from getting us into line of business and the Maximo deal itself, but it's expanding that and using those relationships to sell other things within our bag and help grow IBM software share. So thanks for your time today. I encourage you to reach out to your Maximo rep and start working with a line of business execs and talking about the hard dollar ROI capabilities of Maximo. Folks, don't get discouraged if you get off to a slow start in doing it. You know, remember that these guys have never had a call from IBM. Most all of them have never heard from us. But I encourage you to stay with it. Your work here will pay off. And if I can help in any way, please feel free to reach out to me. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brett. So if you turn to slide 24, Brett mentioned, you know, contacting kind of the Maximo seller, and this gives you some key contacts who can help, right? This gives the sales management, services, industry leaders. So this is folks who focus specifically on specializing in industry sales, so essentially a sales assistance team, and then product management. Like Brett said, I'd like to encourage you to reach out to the Maximo seller in your region to help identify key accounts and do account planning. There's a lot of very strong targets right now. You know, we talked about the government industry, government, and so state and local government, utilities, oil and gas, manufacturing, transportation. All of these are great targets right now for an asset management play. Then if you turn to slide 25, this is really just a recap. So key differentiators and points of value. So we've talked about this, right? A unified solution, something none of our competitors have. Deep industry expertise to fit the needs of the individual industries that you target. Hard dollar ROI, so the ability to drive cost savings within an organization. Industry leadership, leading technology, ITIL framework, et cetera. The fact that it's the best product around. Right, that always sells. The fact that every analyst, hundreds of referenceable customers, thousands, to be able to draw on, those are always key points to assist with the sale. So we wanted to leave a little bit of time for Q&A. I'm going to open it up at this time if you turn to slide 26 for any questions that you might have for myself or for Brett.
Thank you. At this time, we will begin the question and answer session. To ask a question on the audio portion, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. You will be prompted to record your first and last name. To withdraw the question, you may press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. One moment, please. Press star 1 to ask a question. Our first question comes from Mr. Peter Evans. Your line is open, sir.
Hi, I'm the Sidley Brand Specialist for Virginia, Maryland, D.C., and I have a few CAMET opportunities pretty active in my patch right now in correlation with TATM CCMDB. I guess offline, what I'm really looking for is a little more deeper dive in terms of CAMET interfacing with SAP and Oracle.
Sure.
The customer sees value. But in terms of finance and accounting own that piece, essentially, looking for some more deeper dive in terms of ROI of getting the customer to do this now rather than later.
Yeah, so this is a great scenario, right? And we've got, I mentioned earlier the SAP out-of-the-box integration. So it's to do exactly what you just outlined, right? You're doing your procurement in SAP, but that's not the right system to track, you know, your servers and laptops, et cetera. So the integration would pass data over from SAP into TAMET, where you would actually begin to track your assets. And so there is a lot of good hard dollar ROI analysis on this type of scenario. Do you have my name? If you want to just drop me an instant message, we can set up a follow-up call and get you in touch with the right folks.
I will follow up with you as well as your peer on the Baker Hughes opportunity as well.
Thanks. Sounds great. Thanks.
And once again, to ask a question, you may press star 1. I currently have no questions.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for their time, and if you think of any other follow-up questions, please feel free to ping either myself, Don Busick, or Brett, and we'll provide any assistance that we can. Thanks very much for your time, and hope you have a great day.
Thank you.